Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Shleima, for Admor Yitzchak Menachem and Gittel Mor Brian Deleir, for Shleima Yoel Ben Esther, and for Yehuda Ben Sion Ben Naomi. They should all have Refuah Shleima Sech Shechol Yisrael. And Baruch Hatzlacha to Daniel Simcha Ben Chava Reizel and Dina Gittel Bas Peral Necha. They should both have Baruch Hatzlacha V'chol Maaseh Yedeyim and everything good. And Ruchnius and Gashmius. We're learning the Sefer Pachad Yitzchak, Pesach, Maimer Lamed Vav. How exciting is that? Daito she Rabbi Eliezer, the Ger Nechnas L'Kedusha, Yidei Mila, V'yolfa, Me'avaseinu, Sheken Matzino, Ba'avaseinu, Shemol, V'lo Tovlu. The opinion in the Gemara of Rabbi Eliezer is that our Avos, that a Ger, is Nechnas L'Kedusha, he goes into the world of being a holy, how? By Mila. Just as we find that our Avos went into Kedusha by Mila. This is a Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Mem Vav, Amud Aleph. The Avos had Mila, not Tevila. Rashi writes, Kishamalu b'mei Moshe, when the Jewish people had Bris Mila in the time of Moshe, when they left Egypt, v'yatsu mechlal b'nei Noach l'kabel Torah, v'nichnas kanfei Ashchina, and they came out of the status of being a Ben Noach in order to be mekabel Torah and entered under the wings of the Shechina. The Ramban questions Rashi, and he says, "V'tfilon menolan diika mila kashabol likones tachas kanfei Ashchina." How do we know that there was mila when they went to enter the, under the wings of the Shechina? V'arav Reb Moshe kasav mila haisa b'Mitzrayim shenemar kol orel yolchabo molosam Moshe Rabbeinu olav v'shalom kashikulam batlu bris mila b'Mitzrayim chutz mishivto shel Levi. So, Rav Moshe writes that the Mila happened in Mitzrayim because they had to have Bris Mila in order to eat the Karban Pesach. And Moshe Rabbeinu circumcised them when they were Mevatel Bris Mila in Mitzrayim except for the Shevet of Levi. So that's why they needed Bris Mila in order to eat the Karban Pesach. So if so, Shevet Levi, Eich Nichnasu Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. So how then, if to be Nichnas Tachas Kanfei Ashchina, you need to have Bris Mila, so Levi, who didn't have Bris Mila for the in order to eat the Karban Pesach, they had it much earlier. They weren't mevatel Bris Mila in Mitzrayim. How are they nechnas kachas kanfei Ashchina? If what the Jews did in order to eat Karban Pesach, that was being nechnas tachas kanfei Ashchina, as we discussed at the in a shiur very recently about how the Karban Pesach as a Karban of Geirus. So they have Mila, and then they have the Karban Pesach, but Shevet Levi, which did the Bris Mila much earlier. How are they nechnas tachas kanfei Ashchina? Elei tifu meyam dam bris. Rather, they did a tavas dam bris. V'li nera dem idin Mila en mcheyavim lahaftif. Da malu v'lo dami l'amarvi mol v'gavoni mol. Da hasem kem lo mifkada kamanda lo mehilu dami. And the Ramban says that I don't think Hatavas Dam Bris is going to help. Why? Because they already had Bris Mila. And you can't compare it to an Arab who's Mol or a Goy who's Mol and then has Hatavas Dam Bris. Because there, when the Goy originally did his Bris Mila, he wasn't commanded at all. And now he's commanded, so it's like he doesn't have Bris Mila. So it's garnished. So now the Hatavas Dam Bris helps. But for the Jew, for Shevet Levi, how does Bris Mila help bring them under Kanfei Ashchina? It's not Dam Bris. They're considered Mulim Gemurim. They already have a Bris Mila. So this blood is like blood of any other part of the body. So their original Mila wasn't Machnas Dem Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. That only happened, like Rashi says, Kishiyatsu Mitzrayim. On their way out on the 15th, they had Bris Mila in order to eat the Karban Pesach. That's only the other Jews. But Shevet Levi, already had bris mila earlier. That wasn't machas and tachas kanfei hashchina. So maybe they did hatavas dam bris. Hatavas dam bris doesn't help. Hatavas dam bris only helps on a goy. But in a Jew who already has a full-fledged bris mila, now any Jew, any male Jew who does a toughest dumb bris is garnished. What is he doing? He's just drawing blood, stam. So too Shevet Levi, if they did a toughest dumb bris, it was just like drawing blood because they already have a full-fledged mila. So how taka then were they nichas tachas kanfei hashchina? Azoy ot gefrek to the Rambam. And this Rav Moshe that he quoted was the Rambam in the 13th parak of Hilchos Esurei Bi, Halacha Beis, who says that the mila was in Mitzrayim in order to eat the Karban Pesach, and Moshe Rabbeinu was malvem. So we want to know now how to answer the kasha of the Ramban and Rashi. What was up with Shevet Levi? How is Shevet Levi nichnas tachas kanfei hashchina? If their original bris mila wasn't likanes tachas kanfei hashchina, then afterwards the toughest dumb bris doesn't mean anything because they already have a full fledged mila, and it's not like a goy who has a mila and then does hatafa. His original mila, of the goy is nothing. If he does it stam as a goy. But the Jew does the bris mila, the Shevet Levi, their bris mila was a good bris mila, it just wasn't machas and tachas kanfei hashchina. And afterwards, when they do hatavas dam bris, it's dam drawing blood. In order to explain this, says Arav Hudner Zecha Tzadik Levracha, that B'Sha'as Kriyas Yamsuf, it says, Vayaminu B'Hashem V'Moshe Avdu. So we have to be Ma'ayin. This is the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Aminu B'Yisrael and Pnei Osa She'osa. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Jews didn't believe in him because of the wonders that he performed. Rather, why do they believe in him? It's because we witnessed ourselves that there was fire and there was noises and there was a sound and light show, b'kitzer, but a holy one, a godly one. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes into the cloud and the kol speaks to him. And we heard it. We were there. We were present. We're not trusting, relying on somebody else. We were there. How do we know Maamar Har Sinai alone is a raya that the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu was MS, and that there's no, you can't cast aspersions on this nevuah, as it says, "Hinei anochi bo elecha bo v'onam bavu yishma v'dabri yimoch v'gam b'choy aminu l'olam," because they're going to hear, they're going to come in a cloud, and the nation should hear me speaking to you, and then they're going to believe in you forever. So that's mashma, that they're going to believe in you now forever. But beforehand, there was dofi, you did some miracles, you did some cool tricks. Cool tricks doesn't help. Cool tricks doesn't make you a good Navi. But now, the fact that the Jews saw me speaking to you, that makes no Moshe a Navi li'olam. So nimsu elu shishalach lahem hei ma'edim al nevuas of shu'emes. So the Jewish people themselves are edim on the nevu of Moshe Rabbeinu that it's emes. And he doesn't have to do another sign. So the Jewish people are edim on the amitos hanavu of Moshe Rabbeinu, and we don't need any osas. And that's what happened when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe at the beginning of his nevuah, when he gave him the osas. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that osas don't mean anything. Yesh b'levavo dofi. And therefore he didn't want to go. And he said, v'hein lo yaminu li, what are osas? And then God said to him, no, don't worry about it. These osos are only until they leave Mitzrayim. Then you're going to get to Har Sinai. We're going to get to Har Sinai, and then they're going to see that you're the man, that you're a real Navi. When you take the nation out of Mitzrayim, you're going to serve God on this mountain. So we learn from this that the emunah of the Jewish people in Moshe comes on two levels. First, osu mofes, as it is l'doros b'luchos nevuah, but that's only l'shah, until they stood on the mountain. From the time that they stood on the mountain, the Jewish people, or that they stood next to the mountain, the Jewish people are edim on the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. So we have to understand, it says, v'yaminu b'Hashem Moshe avdo v'harsin at Kriyas Yamsuf. So what's the nature of this chiddush of the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu at Kriyas Yamsuf? What did we gain here? V'yaminu b'Hashem of Moshe Avdo. If it's an os and a mofes, we already had that earlier. and the Eidus at Har Sinai came later. So what is going on here at Kriyas Yamsuf? Not only that, but if you're medactic in the Lashon of the Rambam, you see that with Yitzias Mitzrayim, there is a change in the Emunah of the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because he says that these Osas are only until they leave Egypt. After they leave, and they stand in the mountain, so it's mashma that B'shas HaYitziyah, there's a Chiddush in the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And then the Chiddush is concluded at the Har, when they're Eidim. So he says, Eli could have said, El HaShas Mamad Har Sinai. These Osas are going to work till Shas Mamad Har Sinai. No. He says, these Osas are working until Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's mashma that after Yitzias Mitzrayim, there was another Chiddush in the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, and then we got to Har Sinai. And then we were Eidim. So what's special about Kriyas Yamsuf? What was added? Says the Rav, that we can answer based on what it says in Sanhedrin and of Tezayin, that we learn there that you're only allowed to make a Sanhedrin with 71 people. You have to be, you're only making a Sanhedrin, al pi beis din of 70 ve'echad. And Moshe established the Sanhedrin, he's in place of the 71. Moshe makom 70 ve'echad koi, Rashi says, why is he like 71? Because he judged based on Dibur of Hashem. So he is like the Sanhedrin Gedola in Yerushalayim. And we see from this that since Moshe Rabbeinu was a Dayan Al Pi Adibur, and this we don't find with another Navi, Memele, because of this, Moshe Rabbeinu had a Chaloy Shem of a Sanhedrin Gedola. So based on this, we can say with great fear and trepidation that this Madrega of Moshe of being 71 started Mishas Kiddush HaChodesh in the Maimer of HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodeshim, because Kiddush HaChodesh is a Maisa based, and it says Mishpat, and Moshe was Mekadesh LeChodesh Al Pi HaDibur. And anybody who does a Maisa based in Al Pi HaDibur has a Madrega of B'makom Shivim Ve'echad Koy. We see from Rashi that he got a status of being B'makom Shivim Ve'echad because he's judging Al Pi HaDibur. So he did his Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi HaDibur. So that gave him the status of being Makom Shivim Ve'echad. He is now the status of the Sanhedrin. He was done Al Pi HaDibur. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim that Amram was commanded in Mitzrayim B'mitzvahs, and then afterwards Moshe Rabbeinu came V'hushlama Torah Al Yado, and the Torah was completed through him. In other words, even though the mitzvahs that Amram was commanded and Moshe were in Mitzrayim, nevertheless, the Hashlama of the Torah was through Moshe. So what's the difference? If they were both commanded mitzvahs in Mitzrayim, why do we say that the Hashlama was Aide Moshe? They're both Nevi'im. The answer is, as we're saying, that through the Maisa of Kiddush HaChodesh, Moshe Rabbeinu received a Chalos Shem Sanhedrin Gedola. And that's what we mean when we say, V'hushlama Torah Al Yado. The Torah was completed through Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah was completed through Moshe Rabbeinu, and this is referring even to what he was commanded in Mitzrayim. And since Kriyas Yamsuf is the Gemar Gulasim in Mitzrayim, and then we see the Kiyum of the Maimer of HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodeshim, and the Mela, this was the Shas Chiddush of Emunas Mel Nevuas Rishel Moshe, as Sanhedrin Gedola, that B'makom Shivim Ve'echad Kai. So in other words, the Maisa Geula was that Hashem gave Moshe this commandment of HaChodesh HaZelechem, Karban Pesach, and then you're skipping town. So when did this skipping town end? When was the Gemar Geula in Mitzrayim? Kriyas Yamsuf. That's when we were completely released from the hold of the Egyptians, the whole Indian of as the Mefarshim say, that we're Mekadesh the Chodesh, we sanctify time. Now you're in charge of time. Look at the Sforno there. Now the Jewish people are in charge of time. And we're not under Gentile rule anymore. That's our Geula. So this Geula was completed with Kriyas Yamsuf. So at Kriyas Yamsuf, we see that Moshe Rabbeinu has the status of Makom Shivim Ve'echot. And that's Vayaminu Bashem Uva Moshe Avdo. That he has this special status. In other words, it's not just an Osu Mofes, and it's not yet Moshe Rabbeinu at Mamad Har Sinai at Matan Torah. It's the middle ground. It's that Moshe Rabbeinu himself is like a Sanhedrin because he's done Al Pi HaDibur. So now we have a chiddush. We understand what is special about Vayaminu Bashem Moshe Avdo. What was added on to their emun of Moshe that they didn't have in Mitzrayim and they didn't have at Matan Torah? This inyan of being a Sanhedrin, having the status personally, Moshe Rabbeinu, of a Sanhedrin. The Maral in Parshas B'Shalach, when it's talking about Mara, Shabbos of Mara, they were commanded in Mara to keep Shabbos. Tosfos asks that in Perikol Kisvei it says that if the Jewish people would keep the first Shabbos, no nation would have ruled over them. And then but the problem is that they didn't. They went out to get the man. And then afterwards, it says Vayavu Amalek. But had they kept that first Shabbos, then there would have been no Vayavu Amalek. Now, if you want to tell me that they were already commanded in Mara to keep Shabbos, so this Shabbos of the Mon, when they went out to gather the Mon, was not the first Shabbos. It was the second Shabbos. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Because Mara was the previous Shabbos, and this Shabbos, when they went out to get the Mon, was the second Shabbos. So how are you telling me they were commanded to keep Shabbos in Mara if we see that the first Shabbos is called the Shabbos after the Shabbos of Mara? Answers the Maharal that since that in Shabbos they were commanded in Mara to keep Shabbos, we know from the Pasuk of Sham Sam Lo Chok U'Mishpat. So it doesn't say explicitly in the Torah they have to keep Shabbos, it's just Merumas in the Psukim. So it comes out that it's Torah Shebaal Peh. Just like Hilchos Shechita, it says Kasher Tzivisi, as I commanded, but it doesn't say what the commandment is, it's only a remez. V'zavachta Kasher Tzivisicha, it's only a remez. And you can't have Torah Shebaal Peh before the Torah Shebichsav. And therefore you can't say that the first Shabbos of Mara was a Shabbos of Torah. Because Torah Shebaal Peh is a commentary to Torah Shebichsav and not the opposite. So first it has to be explicit in Torah Shebichsav, and then you can have Torah Shebaal Peh giving the commentary. But you can't have a remez to it, a Torah Shebaal Peh dikazach in the Torah, and only then have it as explicitly in the Torah Shebichsav. So if you really say that Mara is the first Shabbos of Torah of the Torah, so it would come out that first there's a Shabbos of Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah Shebaal Peh Dikah Shabbos, and then the next Shabbos is Torah Shebaal Sav Dikah Shabbos. That can't be. So it must be that when it says that Shabbos b'mara nitztavu, it doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah shel Torah. It's a mitzvah of nevuah. And that's why the Shabbos after the of the Mon was the first Shabbos. Because that's the first Torah Dikah Shabbos. That's the first explicit. When the Torah is explicit about Shabbos, that's the Shabbos of Mon. But Shabbos of Mar was only Nevuah Dikah Shabbos. Shabbos of Mon was the Torah Dikah Shabbos. That's what the Gemara calls the Shabbos of Mon, the Torah Dikah the first Shabbos, because it's the Torah Dikah Shabbos, Torah Shebichsav. So we learn from this Maharal that when the man was given, that mitzvah of Shabbos was a mitzvah of the Torah. And that works well with what we're saying, that it was a hashlamas haTorah, already even before Matan Torah. And when it says that hushlama Torah al yado, that hashlamas haTorah is by Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not only referring to Mamad Har Sinai, but even to the mitzvahs, even to Kiddush HaChodesh, and even to the Shabbos of Man. So we just brought in this whole Mara story in order to see that he calls Man the first Shabbos, Torah of Shabbos. How is Man the first Torah of Shabbos? Torah hasn't been given yet. The answer is, Moshe Rabbeinu already is giving Torah the mitzvahs before Matan Torah. And that is Kiddush HaChodesh, Karban Pesach, and now you have Shabbos. So these are all Torah Dika Mitzvahs that preceded Matan Torah, and that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to do that because he is Dan Al Pi Adibur, which started with Kiddush HaChodesh. He is the status of Sanhedrin of 71 good men. And now, for Enfert the Kash of the Ramban. So what's the answer to the Kash of the Ramban? It's the Ramban had asked Kazachor, as we remember, how is B'nai Levi being Nechnas Tachas Kanfei Hashchina? Throughout Tavas Dam Bris, Frek the Ramban, it's not Dam Bris, they already had a Bris Mila earlier on, Kedasu Kedin, and the Mela, this is Stam Dam, Dam, Da Dam, Dam. However, based on what we explained, it's very, very clear, because the mitzvah of Mila that was given to Avraham Avinu was only a mitzvah of Nevuah. And when Moshe Rabbeinu said, V'chol Ora Lo Yochal Bo, after Chodesh Nisan was Miskadesh through Moshe, this V'chol Ora Lo Yochal Bo is a Torah Dika mitzvah. So Memeil, it's Gevaldik, there's two dinim in Mila. There's a Mila that's mitzvah's Nevuah, that's in the Madrega of Nevuah, Footner always has a two dinim at the end of his mimer. It's just, I don't know if I've seen one mimer where he didn't. There's a din of Bris Mila of Nevuah, and Madrega of Nevuah, and there's a din of Bris Mila and the Madrega of Torah. So the Madrega of the Bris Mila of Shevet Levi was an Avraham Avinu Diga Bris Mila, which is a Bris Mila of Nevuah. And now that Moshe Rabbeinu says V'chol Ora Lo Yochal Bo, after he already acquired the status of being B'makom Shivim Ve'echad, and now he's giving Torah Dika Mitzvahs when he tells the Jewish people to circumcise themselves, that's on the Madrega of Torah. And when Shevet Levi does their Atavas Dam Bris, you can't say it's Stam Dam, because beforehand they only had a Bris Mila of Nevuah. They can't say they were completely Nimo Kedasu Kedin. And now they get Atavas Dam Bris, which gives them a Bris Mila of Torah, and therefore it's machnis them tachas kanfei hashchina. And Rav Futner concludes the mimer, and he tells you to look in the Pnei Yoshua. This is your homework, sweetest friends, in Rosh Hashanah at the beginning of Perek Ro Beis Din, that based on the Yisoid of Rav Futner, the kasha of the Pnei Yoshua is answered. Al-Kopanem, we learned the number of Yisodos, we learned Hushim Torah Al-Yado, that the Shlemus of the Torah came through Moshe Rabbeinu, even before Mamon Har Sinai. We learned that there's the Osos work in Mitzrayim. Mamon Har Sinai means we were Edim, and the middle ground is seeing that Moshe Rabbeinu was B'mokom Shivim Ve'echad already in Mitzrayim, and this was concluded with Kriyas Yamsuf, and therefore they had a special Amunah when they actually left Egypt. They said, oh yes, Moshe, you're really the man, you took us out of Mitzrayim, you are the Sanhedrin B'mokom Shivim Ve'echad. You have that special status, and we learn that Shabbos of Man was the first Torah Dika Shabbos, the Shabbos of Mvar was in a Vuah Dika Shabbos, so we have two Madregas in Shabbos, or it was a Torah Shabbal Peh Dika Shabbos, which can't precede the Torah Shabbichsav. And that is, sweetest friends, a limaimer lamed vav of the Pachad Yitzchak on Pesach. We should all be zocher lilmodu lamed lishma lasu l'kaim v'kol lebeis amal Torah tzachah v'yahava. Amen. V'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.